Malta's 12 points go to United Kingdom.
United Kingdom 12 points. The Royal Benin.
Vision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Bienvenue tout le monde. Welcome everyone and welcome to this week's show of the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host, Kieran Tuttiot. We've got another hour of awesome Eurovision music to play for you today on Sunday the 17th of July 2016.
No.
There we are. That's Michael Ball, One Step at a Time, the United Kingdom Eurovision entry from 1992. And yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM 92.3, right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest here on the south coast of the United Kingdom. I do hope you're all well, and thank you very much for joining us for the Eurovision Showcase. Make sure you can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and also liking our Facebook page called simply the Eurovision Showcase. Or if you want to go directly to the website and you're not on Facebook, you can still find out all of the details on there by going to facebook.com/ESC Showcase. That will take you straight there. Right, well, after the really sad events that took place earlier this week in France, down in Nice, I think it's only right that we should send our condolences and our thoughts to the families and friends, to everybody who's affected by that terrible incident that took place, and on Bastille Day. And a couple of our listeners here want to send their thoughts and prayers out to anybody affected by that too, including from our regular listener, Sadie Trent. Thank you very much, Sadie, for your request this week. And it's fitable that we should play this year's French entry, and it's a good one too. Coming sixth in Stockholm, dedicated to all of the people affected by this French tragedy earlier this week. This is Amir with Je Cherche, France 2016. You.
Hello, this is Amir from France, and this is my song, Je Cherche. Enjoy!
J'ai cherché un sens à mon existence, j'y ai laissé mon innocence, j'ai fini le cœur sans défense, j'ai cherché l'amour et la reconnaissance, j'ai payé le prix du silence, je me blesse et je recommence. Tu m'as comme donné l'envie d'être moi, donné un sens à mes pourquoi, tu as tué la peur qui dans mes
est-ce qu'il faut parler de soi? Puisque ton cœur ne brûle plus comme autrefois. Même si l'amour, je crois, ne se dit pas. Mais puisqu'il faut parler, alors écoute-moi. Mais je n'ai que mon âme pour te parler de moi. Oh, juste mon âme, mon âme et ma voix, si fragile flamme au bout de mes doigts, dérisoire ça. Si tu dis que je fais partie de toi, que notre histoire nous suivra pas à pas, je sais tellement que l'amour a ses lois. S'il faut le sauver, alors écoute-moi. Et je n'ai que mon pour te parler de moi. Oh, juste mon âme, mon âme et ma voix, et mon corps qui s'enflamme au son de ta voix. Je ne suis qu'une femme qui t'aime tout bas, mais que Dieu me
Saint-Pierre, je n'ai que mon âme. They're coming fourth for France at the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest there. And before that, we had our request from Sadie Trent. That was Je Cherche from Amir, this year's French Eurovision entry. Now we're keeping a little bit of the French theme going on here on the Eurovision Showcase, and we're going to listen to Luxembourg 1984. I absolutely love this song. Now, sadly, the live performance wasn't particularly great, but, you know, pickers can't be choosers, can they? But there you go. Just to mention, actually, about France, etc., and what's been happening over the last week. On Friday night, the BBC Proms did a special rendition of Le Marseillaise, which was absolutely amazing. There are clips about on the BBC iPlayer, of course, and YouTube, etc. So do seek them out. It's quite a momentous and a very sweet occasion, and something really special by the BBC Proms and the orchestra there. So fantastic stuff. But anyways, back to Luxembourg 1984. This is the wonderful Sophie Calle with 100% d'amour, which means 100% love.
Des étoiles qui tournent.
There we are. That's Norway in 1976 there. That's Ann-Karin Strom with Mata Hari. That came last in 1976, would you believe? With only 7 points. 18th place. Oh, I think that's much better, actually. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Anyways, it's now time for our regular installment of
Rob's Random Requests.
Yes, and we've got a real random one today. Goodness me, I did not see that coming. Right, we're going to the 1972 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, that was presented in the Usher Hall in Edinburgh, United Kingdom. Yes, and it was hosted by Maura Shearer. 18 countries took part, and we are going to hear the song from Portugal. Yes. It came 7th with 90 points, and it's from Carlos Menendez, and it's called La Fiesta de Velda. I hope you enjoy this one. Portugal, 1972, Rob's Random Request.
Que banho solo, vinhas, flores, marés, canções, todas as cores, guerras esquecidas por amor. Que venham já trazendo abraços, vistam sorrisos de palhaços, esqueçam tristezas e cansaços. Que tragam todos os festejos e ninguém se esqueça de beijos. Que tragam prendas de alegria e a festa dura até ser dia. Que não se privem das despesas, afastem todas as tristezas, pão, vinho e rosas sobre as mesas. Que tragam cobertores ou mantas, o vinho escorra pelas gargantas e a festa dura até às tantas. Que venham todos de vontade, sem se lembrarem de saudade. Venham os novos e os velhos, mas que nenhum me dê conselhos. Que venham de vontade, sem se lembrarem de saudade. Venham os novos e os velhos, mas que nenhum me dê conselho.
Hi, this is Ira Losko from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
E a minha dor contigo a luz do meu luar.
Yes, the very beautiful and magical Rita Guerra there, who's duetted with Ronan Keating in the past. Yeah. And that's her Eurovision entry to the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest. It's called Deixa-me Chorar, a very lovely song. And apologies to any Portuguese listeners who have found my pronunciation terrible. I haven't been to Portugal yet, but I hope to and hopefully sort it out, my language skills. Yes, well, certainly with Portuguese anyway. I know my Icelandic is terrible too, but less said about that, the better. Right, we're going to hear the first of two songs from Carl William Lund this week. Now, Carl William Lund took part in this year's UK national final called Eurovision You Decide at the O2 Kentish Town. And we had a, well, the whole event was amazing. I was there too, and I was in the crowd and was like, oh yeah, it was so awesome. And Carl William Lund, yes. I'm trying to think of the city called Lund in Sweden, and which is exactly the same spelling, and I can't get it out of my head. So apologies, Carl. But I'm going to be playing two of Carl's songs this week from his latest album called Oracle, which you can download from iTunes. It's a fantastic album. I absolutely love it. And there's lots of fantastic songs. And we're going to hear one of them now. And it's called Kerry.
Can you hear me, little moon? Please don't you run far, far from home. I'll give you all the time you need to breathe, and keep wearing that heart on your sleeve. Black sheep, of the family, carry, carry me. Don't you go searching for what's not there. If you need to crash and burn, I'm hell prepared. It all lies there in the eyes of your son. Down to you, my love, what I've become. Black sheep of the family, carry, carries me.
A stunning song that is. That's Carl William Lund there with Kerry from his latest album Oracle. And we've got another song from that same album very shortly, as well as a request from young Mr. John Withers as well. So stay tuned here on the Eurovision Showcase. But next, it's now time for the news here on the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM and on 17th of July 2016. Now on Saturday night, Malta determined who will represent them at this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest, which is going to take place in Malta itself, in Valletta, of course, for the 14th edition of the Eurovision Song Contest. A mixture of public televote and jury vote was determining the winner, and out of 20 entries, and for full details of that national final result, head over to eurovoir.com. During an interview with a Russian lifestyle magazine, Sergei Lazarev, who came third for Russia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest with the song You Are the Only One, says he is open to returning to the Eurovision Song Contest for revenge. Oh dear. So stick around for the latest news updates on that in the coming weeks. We got some slightly sad news on the Junior Eurovision Song Contest front. The fact that San Marino has withdrawn from the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. They got a very respectable place last year in Sofia, Bulgaria. But sadly, there is no return for the micro-Italian state at all. But we have Poland, who said that they are going to return to this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest. And Slovenia have confirmed that they will participate in next year's Eurovision Song Contest as well. Now, Belarus have announced that on August the 26th, they will choose their junior 2016 participant. And finally, the eastern Ukrainian city of Odessa has proposed that the Koronomertes Stadium as a venue if they host the Eurovision Song Contest next year. Stay tuned for this latest saga. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tushtiat, and you're listening to Forest FM.
If I paddle our canoe in this direction, we might get lucky. Look, over there. It's the very rare Canadian fan of Eurovision.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Canada Podcast, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest, available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
There we are. That's Yugoslavia 1982. And you can probably tell because of the quality of the music there. That's Aska with Hello, Hello. It says, and what it does on the tin there, pretty awesome tune, don't you think? Right, okay. Well, we're going to have our next request now. And it comes from Mr. John Withers. Thank you, John, for your request. And what an amazing one it is, too. I really like this. It is one of my guilty pleasures of the 92 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, yes. And it's from the very famous German group called Wind. So this is Germany, 1992, with Träume sind für alle da. Dreams are made for everyone. Oh.
Auf dem Bahnsteig stehen. Sie glaubt, einer von den Zügen wird in die Freiheit gehen. Und der Mann, der seinen Job verlor, träumt, dass er's allen zeigt, wie Phönix aus der Asche steigt. Träume sind für alle da. Leib und Seele, morgen ist ein neuer Tag. Kämpf um deine Träume, dann werden sie auch wahr.
Dort der Alte, der mal reich war, schläft heute unter Brücken ein. Eine Frau denkt an ein Kind, nicht, dass sie weint.
Der Junge, der ganz einfach fortläuft mit unbekanntem Ziel.
Hero, sleeping, tidy on are passing by with no more tears to dry. You're leaving me in sorrow. So deeply, so badly, you're hurting me. Tell me, who's that lucky hero sleeping tightly on your pillow? Tell me, will it be forever? 'Cause when you look at me, I'm Mr. Nobody. It's just a game you play, can't let you walk away. Tell me, who's that lucky hero sleeping tidy on your pillow? Tell me, will it be forever? 'Cause when you look at me, I'm Mr. Nobody. It's just a game you play, can't let you walk away.
Andre Dezan there with Mr. Nobody for Slovenia's 2006 Eurovision entry. Oh, I absolutely love that tune. It gets me going. It really does. Okay. Sad, I know. It's time for Live and Kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase, and this is a part of the show when we play a live song, a live version, shall we say, of a Eurovision entry from the actual Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, and this week we are going to play Lulu from the United Kingdom 1969's joint Eurovision winner. Yes. Along with the French entry, the Dutch entry, and the Spanish entry. All four of them technically won the Eurovision Song Contest, but, you know, deep down in our hearts, in the British soul, we knew that Lulu won, you know, hands down, of course. And we're going to show you why, because of this amazing vocal that she did right there in Madrid. The last time Spain hosted Eurovision in 69, too, and haven't done it since. What a blimmin' shame. Never mind. Right, so, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, Le Royaume-Uni, 1969. It's Boom Banga Bang from Lulu.
Come closer and listen. The beat of my heart keeps on missing. I noticed it most when
bang, bang all the time.
That was from the Norwegian national final. This year's Eurovision Song Contest 2016. That's the Hungry Hearts featuring Lisa Dillon there with the song Laika, or as I call it, The Streets of Moscow with My Girlfriend. Oh, what a great, great tune. And we're going to head out of this show this week, sadly. But don't worry, don't worry. We're going to end on a high. We are, definitely. And this is my favourite Eurovision song of the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest. I was so upset that this didn't qualify out the semi-finals. I really, really was. And you wouldn't have been around, wanted to be around me or watching the grand final with me when that happened. Because, wow, was I not very happy. No. And she was 25-1. Before the contest, and was quite seen to be a dark outsider to actually win the whole thing. If the performance was right and the vocal was right, it should have been there. This performance was slightly too dark, I think, comparative to the national final performance, and I think they got slightly lost on the huge big stage there in the Telenor Arena in Oslo. But as you may know, but it may know, but we'll find out what it is now. It is Slovakia 2010. Oh, it's amazing. This is from Kristina, and it's called Heroni. Enjoy. Slovakia 2010.
Chce sa mi spievať, zomrieť aj žiť. Keď sa slnko skloní na hore hroní, túžim sa k nebu priblížiť. Na tráve ležím a snívam, o čom sama neviem. V tom vánku, čo ma kolíše, keď je slnko najnižšie. Najkrajšie stromy sú na hore hroní, to tiché bratstvo vraví, poď. Sem sa vždy vrátim, keď ma niečo zroní, práve aké stromy spieť to zhoď. Na práve ležím a snívam, o čom sama neviem, v tom banku, čo ma kolí.
Roni there from Christina, Slovakia, 2010. And that is the Eurovision Showcase for another week. Yes, I'm afraid that's another episode of the Eurovision Showcase in the bag. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Tussie, for this episode. And remember, you can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. Get in contact with your requests and dedications. You can also email me, tutsexperience@hotmail.com. That's T-U-T-T-S experience@hotmail.com. And download our podcasts from any podcast app, including Podbean and iTunes. And I hope you can join me live next Sunday, 5 p.m. only here on 92.3 Forest FM. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.